Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 688. Crazy. And our topic is mindset, and the title is Exercise as Self-Care. So 688 podcasts is pretty amazing to me, in the sense that when I first started doing this, it was actually a form of self-care for myself. It was a way for me to just kind of prove to myself that I had value. I was going through a little bit of a time of depression and anxiety, and just kind of questioning what my worth was, I guess, and what my position should be in life and what I should be doing. And this was a way in which I felt I could help other people. It also made me feel useful. So it was kind of a form of self-care it helped me as much as I was hoping to help someone else. I decided to do it at first, kind of just doing it every day, because it felt easy to do every day. It felt like I had enough in my years of being a personal trainer that I had enough to say on a daily basis. So I've been doing this for 18 years now as a personal trainer, been lifting weights for 20 years, worked with over 2,000 people, taught at the university level for 7.5 years, taught over 500 students, just a ton of experiences, and I've wanted to share that. So I started doing it every day, and here, what do you know, 688 days later, it's still going. So that's pretty cool. One of the huge, huge reasons as to why it's still going is due to the financial supporters, the patrons of the podcast. The podcast is not free. It does cost to host on several platforms. I don't mind giving the time at all. So I enjoy doing it. It takes me about 40 minutes or so every day to do it. I enjoy it. I love it. It's a fun way for me to give back what God has blessed me with. And then the financial support from the listeners is extremely helpful to kind of carry the financial burden of the different hosting, which is several hundreds of dollars a year. So I just want to thank you very much if you're a patron of the podcast. Your donation does not go unappreciated. I'm very grateful for that support, so thank you very much. So what we're going to do today is we're going to discuss exercise as self-care. I had a client, I still have the client, we work together on online clients. So they live in California, my business is in South Carolina, but we communicate through like Google Sheets document, like a live document that we update and communicate back and forth with daily activities. We check through MyFitnessPal. I kind of check on her food, see what she's been eating, what times, and you know, different types of foods for the different digestive reasons and goals of our, you know, like weight loss, muscle building, all those kind of things. And then we communicate via phone. So we talk, whether it's on the phone or whether it's Zoom, you know, so we can see each other face to face, but we communicate. So we have three ways, and then she's always welcome to text me, so I guess four ways for us to communicate all the time, which is extremely helpful when you're on the client end, because the more communication you get, the more you can clarify questions and just kind of things that you feel uncertain about, or just something that you know that if you get clarity on, you will feel more at peace with the process of what we're doing. So I thank very much for that client. I appreciate the opportunity to work with her, and it's really enjoyable. So one of the things that she texted me recently was how much that she's been finding exercise to be an emotional and mental benefit, especially given the situation with the coronavirus. Since she does live in California, and she lives in a more populated area of California, there's a lot more restrictions, there's a lot more worry and concern than maybe some more rural areas. So this is something, exercising every day is a sense of giving her a sense of control. And we're going to talk about some of the benefits of why exercise can be self-care today. And one of those things is going to be a sense of control. When all the chaos is happening around you, exercise is still a way that you can kind of control what's happening within you. And it's a great way for other benefits as well, so we're going to talk about that. But what she asked was, can you please do a podcast about exercising during the coronavirus for mental health and getting physical gains? What framework, motto, or routine would you recommend? And so we're going to talk about that today. I thought it was an awesome topic, And it does relate to just anybody going through any stress whatsoever. So if and when this coronavirus calms down, and there will be an eventual time that it will fade away. Everything kind of goes through cycles in life, and whatever seems miserable today doesn't always last forever. So there's going to be something new. There's always going to be stresses. Life is not consistent, but one thing that is consistent is that it's inconsistent. So life is going to give us trouble from time to time, for various reasons, and it depends on different, like, kind of religious beliefs. You can have different perspectives, but I'm a Christian, so I believe in like a Christian-based God, and in that religion, for as much as I understand of it, this is not meant to be heaven down here. So this is meant to be just kind of where we figure out ourselves, we figure out how to live life, quote-unquote, the right way, and in that process, we're going to be presented challenges. So you can't pass a test if there aren't any questions on it. So this is a place that we get to be asked of questions and see how we respond and learn from our responses. So one of my favorite things about life is that it's very malleable. We can change it, maneuver it. We can kind of mold it how we want. One of my favorite books of all time, I just blanked on the name of it, daggum. But it's talking about the idea of writing your own story, in that our lives, our individual lives, are a storyline. You can choose to be the narrator, or you can choose to be the author. I will either write my story, create what I want to happen, or I will just narrate it. As things happen, I will experience them and kind of bounce around from thing to thing to thing. That's not very in control. Narrator doesn't control the story, they just tell you what's happening. The author, the writer, they control the story. So there are things in our lives that we cannot control, but we can control our response to them at all times. That's what the idea of using exercise as self-care provides for us. It's a way for us to have a sense of control. That's one of the major, major benefits of exercise. This is actually why people develop eating disorders, is a very common reason, is they don't like something about their life, whether it's, you know, usually eating disorders develop in times of stress. And I've worked with a lot of young adults with eating disorders. I actually used to have an eating disorder. So I was anorexic for 2.5 years and only ate one meal a day and tried to exercise all those calories off. Mine was because I didn't like the way I looked, and I thought that I didn't like the way I looked, and actually didn't like how weak my mind was, because I felt that a weak mind allowed me to eventually look a way that I didn't want. So I wanted to change my physical self, I wanted to change my mental self, and starving myself and dealing with the emotional pain and stress of that, learning how to control that, exercising on a daily basis, punishing myself in a sense through exercise, it really helped me develop the discipline that I was wanting and hoping for, that then when applied correctly allowed me to have the benefits of exercise in a positive way into my life. At first, it was absolutely not positive in the sense of emotional health. I beat myself up, hated myself, and had all these other negative emotions, and it took me a long time to work my way through that. I'm very blessed and grateful that I eventually did work my way through that, but I know a lot of people that don't ever get to that positive aspect afterwards. So that's where my history of being able to work with other people with eating disorders, that's one of the things that I've been able to help them with, is not only learning exercise, learning nutrition, so they know what they're doing to their body and how to do it in a healthier way, in the sense of like developing control, discipline, making change aesthetically, do it in a healthy way rather than a negative way. But then also emotional health. How do we change our emotional conversation, our internal self-talk, from a thing of hatred or dislike or discontent to self-love? And one of the phrases I love from a podcast I listen to almost every day, pretty much, is a podcast by, oh gosh, I just blanked on his name. My names are blanking here today, but I'm going to look this up real quick because I think it's worth knowing. So it's a kind of a religious podcast, and it's Pastor Rick Warren, and it's called The Daily Hope. So I listen to that podcast every day. And one of the things he says often is that, God loves you, but he loves you too much to let you stay where you are. So God loves you as you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay that way. And I like that in the sense of self-love, is we can love who we are today. We can see the good in ourselves. There is good in yourself, okay? So see the good in yourself. Love who you are today. But love yourself enough not to just stay there. Know that there is room for potential. There's room for improvement. There's room for you to become even better. Just because I want to change who I am today doesn't mean who I am today is bad or wrong or not good. I can be good. I just want to become better. That kind of thing. I just want to see what I'm capable of. And can I find areas of improvement? Can I make a great life even greater? That's the idea that we're looking for. So when we think of exercise as emotional and mental health, it's exercise as a form of self-love. I want to take care of my body so I feel good. I want to exercise so I feel strong, so I have good energy. I want to eat right, so I feel like I have good energy. I like the way I look. My digestive system isn't bothering me all day by not feeling well. We don't have kind of gas and bloatingness. We don't have fatigue. We don't have random periods of just feeling like so tired. We just want to lay on the floor all the time. We have less irritability. We have more patience with our loved ones. There are so many good things that come from exercise and eating healthy and living healthy that affect emotional and mental health. So one of the big ones, like I said, is developing a sense of control. By controlling my exercise, by controlling my nutrition, no matter what is going on crazy in the world around me, I can have a sense of control. Is I can control what I put in my face. I can control whether I exercise every day or not. And it doesn't even have to be every day as a goal, but I can control whether I meet my goal. Yes, I'm going to make mistakes. Yes, things are going to get in the way. I might not be able to be perfect, but I can make progress. And that leads into the second big benefit of exercise as mental health, is it gives you a sense of hope. Often when people get kind of sad, depressed, when they get beat up emotionally and mentally by life, one of the things they'll commonly feel is like, this is just the way it is, or oh, things will never change, or this is, you know, what it's meant to be. We don't feel like what we're going through has an end point, or what we're going through can be changed. But if I can exercise consistently, if I can eat healthy consistently, I can see progress in my aesthetics, I can see progress in my strength, I can see progress in the way I feel throughout the day. And by being able to see progress, I can see change. It allows me to believe that change is possible. That then lets me believe that change in my environment, change in my situation, change in what I'm going through is possible, and that can give me hope. The third big one that we get benefit-wise, there's probably an infinite number of benefits we could think through here, but the third one I wanted to bring up was calmness. Exercise is a great way to use up nervous energy. Exercise is one of the ways in which I take care of my kind of internal energy, internal dialogue. So when I exercise, I'm a much calmer person. I don't get as angry at everybody about everything. And I just kind of, I feel better about being able to let things roll off my back, so to speak. Because I got to do something for myself that day. I burned up some energy. I felt some, you know, pain in the exercise, pain in the workout. But the pain was for progress. The pain was for betterment. And it was just something about the process of exercise. The chemical release, the dopamine release, the endorphins, the, you know, adrenaline. There's just a chemical, internal, I feel better response from exercise. I learned that when I was 15 years old. I'm 36 and I'm still using it as a form of self-care, of emotional and mental health control. I know when I exercise, I will feel better about myself, about others, about life. So in the 21 years actually that I've been exercising, but 20 years with weights, the first year I didn't lift weights. I didn't have a weight set. I just did push-ups and sit-ups. But in the 20 years I've been lifting weights, I've never missed more than 7 days, consecutive days, and I've only done that twice. So in 20 years, I've only ever taken a week off twice. One was due to extreme physical pain, extreme inflammation to the point where I was throwing up when I was trying to exercise. So I had to take a little bit of time off. The other, and that was related to different injuries and some other like stress things. The other time was due to depression. I just kind of didn't feel like exercising because it was a lot of anxiety in my life. I was even having anxiety packs, just attacks, putting earphones in because it felt kind of like it was, you know, claustrophobic in a sense. So I had a hard time kind of learning how to struggle through that and work through that. But those were the two times I've taken a week off in 20 years of lifting weights. So exercise is an amazing way to control emotional and mental health. If you can get yourself into the routine of it, meaning that if it doesn't feel natural to you, just try to stick with it, no matter how poorly you do. Just stick with it for a month. Give it 4 weeks. Even if you only exercise once a week for 4 weeks, just give yourself some leeway to not be perfect. That's okay, but stick with it. So very recently, we did a podcast titled Don't Give Up. I think it was just a couple podcasts ago. And what I talked about that was I have daily goals. I have daily things that I track myself for and make sure that I can do every day in order to make my life the best it can be. So those are 12 things I try to do. And I talked about how one of them that I recently started just 50 some days ago, I got like the first 5 days in a row and then missed 10 days in a row. And I have then since bounced back and got more towards a better consistency. But that's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes we have ups, sometimes we have downs. And we just have to stick with stuff long enough that the new habits become old habits. So that was podcast number 684, titled Don't Give Up So Early. So stick with stuff. Give yourself some like leeway. Give yourself patience. You don't have to be perfect all the time. You certainly don't have to be perfect, in order to make progress. Just simply doing better than you did today will make you progress tomorrow. So that's really our main focus. Included in her question was, what are some like structures for workouts? So I want to run through that real quick. Is I prefer that people do circuits and supersets and kind of do more, not fast-paced while you're doing the movement, but fast-paced workouts in the sense that there's not long breaks. What I love about that is it allows you to include all goals. I can do a mixture of heavy things and mediumly weighted things. And then by doing all of those things with relatively short rest periods, it allows me to develop endurance as well. So you can do warm-ups of, say, you pick three exercises, and it's typically best to select non-competing exercises, meaning exercises that don't wear out the other one. So an example of this was I could do a lower body exercise and an upper body exercise. When I'm doing the upper body exercise, my lower body is recovering. When I'm doing the lower body exercise, my upper body is recovering. So if we want to think of this as three exercises, I can do push muscles. Think of like a push-up or chest press. I can do pull muscles, which is like a row for your back. And I can do leg exercise. You know, maybe some type of squat or deadlift. So I can do those three exercises where I don't take more than maybe 30 seconds in between, even if that. I can do a lower body exercise. Within 30 seconds, start my push muscle exercise. Within 30 seconds, start my pull muscle exercise. I can then change and modify the weights on each exercise if I feel like I need to for the next set. Then as soon as the weights are ready, I can go again. What this does is it ensures that we're always moving, and that helps keep our mind focused, keeps our mind busy to allow us to prevent distractions like what we think we have to do that day, the stress that we're going through, like looking at social media. Too often people look at their phone in between their breaks and they get lost on, you know, the wonderful world of Facebook or Instagram for 5 or 6 minutes in between sets when they really only needed a minute or two rest. So by doing circuits, it keeps you much better focused. So that is the structure I'd recommend, is select at least 3 exercises that are non-competing. You can warm up with, say, sets of 10 reps. Just try to find, like, work to weights that feel kind of heavy for 10 reps. And then continue to add weight and try the exercises for somewhere between 5 and 10 reps for 2 to 3 sets. You can then do 2 to 3 sets of 10 to 15 or 10 to 20 reps. And then you can do 2 or 3 sets if you want to at the end for higher rep ranges, like 20 reps or more. This allows you to get heavy work in, allows you to get medium work in, and allows you to get kind of high rep work in. This allows you to build strength, build muscle shaping or muscle size, depending on your nutrition, and allows you to build muscular endurance and overall cardiovascular endurance due to the workload. So you can achieve all goals. You can select movements that help you use full range of motion in the muscles to make sure that you still work on mobility and flexibility and kind of feeling athletic. You can pick body weight stuff. You can pick externally weighted stuff with weights or bands or anything like that. There's a lot of variable structures. There's a lot of opportunities for different types of structures of workouts. But doing circuits, doing non-competing exercises back to back to back is a great place to start. Now, if you want some more concrete structure with exercise examples, we do offer monthly programming. For $50 a month, you can get a great workout sent to you. We have different focal points, so different goals included in our options. But each one is brand new exercises each month. Each exercise has a tutorial to show you how to do it. It tells you how many sets and reps you should do. We also have guidance on how to select the right weight, on how to perform the movements in overall as a workout in a correct order and correct manner. We have an educational component every single month. You learn a new kind of concept that you can apply to exercise, and it doesn't even have to be just that month. You can apply that for the rest of your life. So that's a cool thing to be able to learn that. We also have an accountability chart that you can use and follow along with. And we're promoting people to kind of stay in touch with each other via social media. You can post using certain hashtags to see who else is doing the program. You can kind of get along with each other, kind of see, check in on each other. And then I'll also be checking in as much as I can to just kind of give words of encouragement, check on people's form. If somebody includes that hashtag, I will be able to find them to be able to help them. So that's what we're looking to do, is we're trying to create, not only do we have great information, but we have accountability and we have a sense of a community. So that's our monthly programming option, $50 a month. You can let us know if you're interested in that. You can check out our website at www.brutalirongym.com for more options, or email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. And then we also have online client options where, just like I was talking about the client at the beginning, we have an accountability sheet that we both check in with multiple times throughout the week, MyFitnessPal, so I can check through their nutrition, give them nutrition tips as often as needed. And then we do brand new personalized programming to their equipment, their needs, their abilities every single month. And again, all exercises have tutorials with them. So we're trying to provide the most that we can possibly give to you in a sense of giving you great information, great education, great accountability, and great sense of support. We want to try to provide the best of what we can, what you would need to be your best. So if you'll do the work, we'll do everything else with you. That kind of idea. So thank you for listening. And I do promote that if you're having any emotional or mental struggles, consider exercise as a form of self-care. Consider that over other forms of self-care, the crappy forms of self-care, which is, you know, binge-watching TV, drinking a bottle of wine at night, overeating, eating things like brownies and desserts and sugary stuff as a way to feel good and get those emotional kind of releases, those chemical releases in the brain. Use exercise instead. Exercise will build your health, whereas those other things just kind of put a Band-Aid on it and they just get you through tomorrow, but they don't improve your tomorrow. So do stuff that has continual improvement in your life. Not things that just put band-aids on and get you day to day, but never really ever feeling any better. So thank you for listening. And I hope that if you ever need anything at all, you feel like we're here to help you. You are not alone. We will gladly help with anything and everything that you need. Just reach out to us. Our email is brutalironandgym@gmail.com, and the website is www.brutalironandgym.com. So thank you very much to the client who suggested this as a topic. Thank you very much to all the listeners for listening, and thank you again to the patrons who help support the podcast. If it wasn't for all of you, we would never be able to do this podcast and be able to help everyone included. So thank you very much. So if you do like this podcast, if you do think it's helpful, please share it with other people in your life. You can share it with loved ones, with friends, just anybody that you want them to have a better life. Share this podcast with them so they can have good, high-quality information to use in their life, so they can live their healthiest and happiest lives. Also, if you like this information, you can always find more from us on our social media channels, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. Just like this client sent in a topic suggestion, we encourage everyone to do the same thing. Let us know what you want to know about, and we'll make the podcast for you. You can let us know at our email at brutalironandgym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.